Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm Tom Haynes, your host, and we are continuing our delving into John Maxwell's book, Success is a Choice, and seeing how that can help us as air traffic controllers. And so I've titled this, Success as an Air Traffic Controller is a Choice. And this is part 3. And in an effort to keep this from going for just weeks on end, I'm going to try and go just a little bit faster than last week and cover a couple of different chapters, hopefully at least two. But so the next chapter in his book is on focusing your energy. And so as a controller, this, I think, is really important. And so we'll just jump right into it. So in John Maxwell's book, he says, having talent without focus is like an octopus on roller skates. And I don't know about you, but I got a mental picture and I had to chuckle. And so talent is really good. And having talent in air traffic controller and air traffic control is important. But I have seen a lot of talented people not make it at the academy. I've seen them struggle at various facilities. And so why is it that talent alone can't get you through this career? And so that's what we're going to look at, is having focus and using that as air traffic controllers. And another comment he makes is talent with focus. So talent without focus is an octopus on roller skates. Talent with focus directs you and has the potential to take you far. And so we're going to learn some things about focus and then about how to increase our focus. And so the number one fact about focus is focus does not come naturally to most people. Most people are not able to just be where they are and just be there. And as controllers, this is incredibly important, because whenever we sit down to a sector, whenever we plug into a position in a tower or in a tracon, wherever we are, we have to be there. We have to focus on what we are doing. When you're at the academy and you're working a scenario, you have to be totally there. That's why I said it's so important in preparing for the academy. It's so important to get everything in your life as straightened up and as buttoned up as you can, so that when you go in to work a scenario, or even when you're in the classroom, just going through a lesson, that you can be totally there, and that your part of your brain is not worrying about something that's outside that room, because that will significantly decrease your odds of success if you cannot focus. And so, like you said, it does not come naturally to most people. Some people just seem to be born with the ability to focus. But a lot of people, you just have to work at it, and you have to work at it, and you have to work at it. And so number two, focus increases your energy. And if you desire to achieve something, which most of you at the academy or CTI school, you're desiring to achieve something, you first need to know what your target is. Well, that target is going to be, and I've said this before, that target is not 70 at the academy. That target is 90-95 at the academy. Okay? You want to set that target really, really high. So that if you do miss it by a little bit, if you miss 95 by 5 points, you still make a 90. If you miss 70 by 5 points, you've made 65 and you're not going to pass. That's why you have to know what your target is, and you have to set that target as high as you can. And if you lack focus, you're going to be all over the place. You're going to be going from one thing to another. And I'll have something later on that's going to be fairly memorable that I think you guys will be able to take with you. And then realize that something wonderful happens when we narrow our focus and we set goals. And so as you're at the academy, you're going to get a schedule, what you're going to do every day, what your shift is going to be, whether it's going to be a morning shift or an evening shift, and what's going to be covered in each shift, okay? And you have to narrow your focus and concentrate on each one of those days. Now, on day 7, just to pick one out, I don't remember exactly what the schedule says you're going to be doing on day 7, but you need to worry about day 7. You don't need to be worrying about day 14. Definitely don't be worrying about day 29, which, if I remember right, is non-radar eval day. And definitely don't be worrying about day 58, 59, and 60. They're not there yet. You're not supposed to be at that level yet. You're supposed to be at day 7. That's where you need to focus. And something really, it sounds weird, but something wonderful does happen when you focus and you narrow that focus into each day. Okay? So really try to accomplish that. Really try to stay in the moment. And then another comment he has is the mind doesn't reach toward achievement until it has clear objectives. And so one thing that you can do is each week, look at the schedule that's coming up and come up with some objectives for that week and make them reachable, make them doable, and then look at the end of the week, you know, give yourself a score, give yourself a grade on how you've done, and then forget it and go to the next week. If there are some things you need to work on from that previous week, fine, bring them into the next week and resolve to work on them and focus on working on them, but also focus on that week coming up. Okay? The week behind you, you can't do anything about. Go forward. Always go forward. And then number 3, focus lifts you. So just by striving to become better than you are, you become elevated. And it sounds kind of cliche and everything, but I will tell you, I have seen students grow so much, not just as air traffic controllers, but as people going through the academy. That was one of the joys to watch. And even with some of the students that didn't pass, to watch them go through something that was so difficult for them, and yet for them to continually strive to get better and make the effort to get better, you will grow. And as you learn how to narrow that focus and increase your energy, and you will experience growth, both as a controller and as a person. And keep that going, not just at the academy. Keep that going when you get out of the academy. Keep that focus going, and it will lift you. And it will, as number 4, it will allow you to expand your life. And one of the comments he has is from a man named Mike Kendrick. And he says, what you focus on expands. Okay? What you focus on expands. And he says, actually, narrowing your view widens your perspective, which is kind of a, it sounds like, you know, it's kind of crazy, but just keep following along with me. If you want to expand your capacity, you have to focus, you have to learn how to focus on each thing that you're doing. And by doing that, you will be able to expand what you are able to accomplish. And as controllers, that's important because we have to keep getting better. We have to keep being able to work more and more traffic. And I got to tell you, at my age, and I just turned 61 last month, that's difficult. It is difficult. There's a lot of talk up there about, you know, keeping controllers past 56. Okay, that might work in some situations. It's not going to work in every situation. I can tell you that. I've worked with people that were over 56, and some of the sectors that we had at Fort Worth Center, they could not work. And the one man I'm thinking of in particular, he realized that. He came to realize that, and he asked management to not put him in that sector anymore. And then he retired not long after that. Okay? But focus will expand your life, not just as a controller, but in every aspect of your life. And then number five, focus must be intentionally sustained. You can't just have focus on one thing and then go, hey, I've got this focus thing down. No, you have to keep doing it. It takes a lot of effort, but believe me, the payoff is incredible. It is significant, the payoff for having focus. And then one thing to remember is success is not an event. It is a process. Having success with focus and having success as an air traffic controller is not an event. It is a process. And as air traffic controllers, it's a lifetime process that you are going to go through and that you're going to be able to achieve if you keep your focus and if you develop focus. So how can we increase our focus? Well, number one, you have to be intentional. You have to make every action count. And as air traffic controllers, we have to make every action count. Even if it's a wrong action, part of gaining experience as an air traffic controller is learning how to get out of the mess that I just created. And believe me, I've done that. I've created enough messes in my life as a controller. And part of my experience is that I've figured out how to get myself out of those. Okay? So you have to be intentional. You must determine where you want to go and how you can get there. And then number two, if you want to increase your focus, you have to challenge your excuses. Okay? So as controllers, sometimes we have an excuse for everything we do. I've had people tell me, you know, okay, I know the 7110 and I know when I'm breaking it, I know what rule I'm breaking. Well, the key is, and don't break any of them. If you know what the rule is, just follow it. At the academy, you're not going to have the ability to say, yeah, I knew that was a rule, but I decided I didn't have to do it. The evaluator is going to look at you and go, oh, really? Who told you you could do that? It certainly wasn't anybody here. And so if you have to follow those rules at the academy to the letter, why not just follow them? Okay? Don't make the excuse that, well, yeah, I knew it was a rule, but I decided not to do it. But I will tell you, CPCs, we're always doing it. We're always taking shortcuts. It's just what we do. But there's no excuse for it. Number three, don't let yesterday hijack your attention. Learn from the past and that's very important, and let go of it. Learn from the past and let go of it. And at the academy, learn from yesterday and let go of yesterday. I've already said it 3 or 4 times. I may say it a few more times. It is so important. You have to be able to let go of what just happened. And you're going to have, when you do 2 non-radar evals on the same day, if you don't have a very good run on your first one, you're going to have to let that go. I've told a story in previous episodes of a young lady who came out of her first radar eval, and she didn't like the score that she got. It wasn't particularly low. It was in the 60s. And I had the opportunity to explain to her, look, you didn't do anything to your chances. You didn't reduce your chances of passing by getting a score in the mid-60s. You did fine. Now just go on and do better. Forget this one. Learn from it. Learn from what you went through and do better. And she did. And she passed. But you cannot let yesterday hijack your attention. And then the quote that I have, it's from Elber Hubbard. And it says, successful people forget. And then it goes on to say, they're running a race. They can't afford to look behind. Their eye is on the finish line. And so just like you don't want to look too far ahead, especially when you're at the academy, you don't want to always be looking behind. I used to tell my classes, and I will tell you guys, the academy is extremely doable. You have to stay up with it. If you start falling behind, it's tough to catch up. But it's immensely doable if you stay up with it. And so you have to focus. You have to focus on that day. Stop focusing on yesterday. Stop focusing on what happened yesterday. And then another example that John Maxwell gives is the example of driving a car by looking in your rearview mirror. Okay? Well, number one, what direction are you going? You're going backwards. If you're looking in your rearview mirror, you better be going backwards. I don't want you driving by looking in your rearview mirror if you're going forward. Okay? It doesn't make sense, does it? And if you're constantly driving backwards, you're going the wrong way. Even if you think you're going forwards, you're really just going backwards. Okay? Think about it. And we're going on. So, the fourth way to increase your focus is to focus on the present. And I've already talked about that a lot. And your focus should remain in the one area where you have at least some control, and that is today. You have no control over what happened yesterday, and you have no control over what happens tomorrow. You only have control over what happens today. So that is where you need to focus your energy, mentally, physically, emotionally. And then if you focus on today, you end up getting a better tomorrow. And you can't change yesterday. And you can't count on tomorrow. But you can choose what you do today. So focus on today. Focus on the now. Don't focus on the what might have been. And definitely don't focus on the what might be.
It's good to have goals for your future, but that's not your focus. You reach your goals not by focusing on what they are ultimately 5 years down the road. You reach your goals by focusing on how you can do today, the steps you can take today on the road to those goals. Okay? So number five, stay focused on results. And if you remain focused on results, you will stay grounded and you'll be able to deal with people that are going to come along and they're either going to try to knock you down or they may lift you up too high. And if you stay focused on your results, then you'll be able to keep an equilibrium going where you don't get too high, you don't get too low. Okay, number six, develop and follow your priorities. And here's one that you can take to the bank. If you chase two rabbits, both will escape. If you chase after two things, you're not going to accomplish either one. And you may be able to say, well, yeah, I did accomplish both those things. Yeah, but they weren't as good as what would have been if you had focused on one at a time. So if you chase two rabbits, both will escape. And if you have ever tried to chase rabbits, you know you can only catch one rabbit at a time. So develop and follow your priorities. Number seven, focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. And then the quote he has is from a man named Anthony Campolo. What you commit yourself to will change what you are and make you into a completely different person. And I already talked about that a little bit as far as what the academy will do to you. And when you commit to becoming an air traffic controller, it will change you. I was not the same man when I drove down to Brownsville that I had been the first night I drove up to Oklahoma City from Dallas. I was not the same man. I was not the same man a year ago when I certified at Brownsville, or a year later when I certified at Brownsville. I was not the same man 4 years later when I left Brownsville. And I was not the same man when I certified at Love. I was not the same man when I left Love. And I was definitely not the same man when I certified at Fort Worth Center. And I'm not the same man that I was even when I retired. And that's a good thing. So focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. The example that he gives is a man that has a bunch of gold coins and a bunch of copper coins. And he spends all his time trying to clean up the copper coins, hoping to make them worth something more than they are. Problem is, he just made them clean copper coins, and they'll never be worth as much as the gold coins. So focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. And as controllers, we have to focus on our weaknesses and make them stronger, but we also want to focus on our strengths, on our talents, on how we learn, as opposed to how someone else has learned, someone else learns, okay? So we have to do a little bit of both, but definitely focus on your strengths. And then number eight, and finally, delay reward until the job is done. Now at the academy, I would say you need to reward yourself at various stages along the way. When you make it through non-radar and your entire class is intact, that is worth celebrating. It's a big achievement. When you finish radar and you have passed, that is an amazing achievement. They used to give, when I went through the academy, they gave us a diploma for passing. Now they don't, but I really do wish they would reinstate that, because it is an achievement that is worthy of being celebrated. But you ultimately want to delay that reward until the job is done. And when you go to the academy, the job is done when you pass. And if you can, delay reward. Like I said, I would celebrate non-radar finishing. Definitely don't forget everything from non-radar, because you're going to need it in radar. You're going to need it for one of the tests. CKT2 has a lot of non-radar stuff in it. But don't feel like you have to reward yourself once a week or even once a night. Okay? And then we'll leave this section with a couple of comments. Make every action count. Be intentional. And then I'll leave you with this for this section. It takes ability or talent plus focus to reach your potential and become the controller you desire to be. Now, John Maxwell didn't use the word controller. He used person, but I'm going to use controller. You can become the controller you desire to be, but it's going to take focus, and it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take you being very intentional. And unfortunately, I'm looking at the time, and I'm coming up on the half hour, and I don't really want to get started on the next one without having a whole lot of time to go over it. So unfortunately, that'll just be the one chapter this week. But I want to just, you know, we used to have a saying at the academy, and there was one lead who had a squirrel, a little stuffed squirrel. And if he caught someone trying to do two things at once or getting his focus hijacked by someone, he'd toss him the squirrel. Look, you just went looking after a squirrel. I have a dog, and he can be going along. If he sees a squirrel, I better have a hold of the leash, because he's going to go after him. Don't chase after squirrels. That's almost as good as if you chase two rabbits, both of them will escape. Okay? Don't go chasing after things. Focus. Focus on each task. Focus on what you're doing that moment. And don't let anything get your focus off of that. And in the radar lab, that is going to be so important, because you'll be working on something and you'll get a call. Or you'll be working on something, the R side has something for you. Okay? You have to focus. Okay? So, that is that on focusing your energy. And like I said, hopefully it won't take us an episode, a chapter as we go through. But I do think that this is so very important, and that I really do believe that success as an air traffic controller is a choice that you can make. You can decide how hard you're going to work, and it may take you a lot more effort than it takes the person next to you, or it may take them a lot more effort than it takes you. But do not settle for 70. Do not settle for mediocre. Do not settle for being an average student or an average air traffic controller. Strive to become exceptional. And if you do that and you focus on that, then you will be amazed at what you can accomplish. Each and every one of you can accomplish exceptional things. You have to focus. And you have to set high goals and then figure out how you're going to reach those high goals. But you can do it.
So that's all for this week.
Thank you so much for continuing to listen. We just went over 1,000 downloads in just over 6 months. I am humbled by the support that you guys are giving me. And we do have some amazing things coming up. In the process of getting some videos made for some ads and getting the coaching program off the ground. And so that's what they call a teaser. But hopefully within a week or so, we get that started. If you're already at the academy, write me. Let me know. And I will instantly start coaching you. And we'll figure out how much it might cost, how much it might not cost. Okay? But email me, TomHaines@SideBySideATC.com. I'll have a link for the website for the coaching program. Part of it is on SideBySideATC.com, but the coaching program itself has been moved to a different website, and that site will be in the notes, and you'll be able to click on it and get over there. If you're already at the academy, email me. We can come up with a customized coaching program for you at whatever point you are. And if you're going through evals, then just email me. I will give you my phone number, and you can text me, and we'll stay in contact on your eval days. Okay? My goal is to help you guys become exceptional controllers. And the first step along that path is to help you guys excel at the academy. And so that's what my goal is. And that's what we're going to do. But again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you got some good stuff out of the episode today. And I hope you're enjoying the episodes on John Maxwell's book, Success is a Choice, and how we are doing it. As success as an air traffic controller is a choice. And so go out there this week and make the choice to be exceptional. Make this choice to focus on each day and on each moment. And you will be exceptional. So until next week, thank you guys again, and good night.